They call it the Shark Tunnel. Yeah, that has to make you think twice about going in, huh? It's an attraction, if you want to call it an attraction, at some of the aquariums and theme parks in America. See, the tourists walk through this tunnel that's surrounded by glass above them and on both sides, and there's water all around them. And on the other side, in that water, are huge sharks swimming menacingly in their tank and occasionally bumping into the glass. I think just about everyone has this primeval fear of sharks, right? And I can't speak for everyone, but I do. I think that's smart. And suddenly, they were all around me. There they are. I was paying to see them. One wall between me and those monsters. But that wall, whew, made all the difference. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about how the Bible builds a wall between you and the sharks. When David writes his 17th Psalm, he is under attack, or so it feels as you begin to read it. He's asking for safety, for protection for his reputation, and you can tell as you read this Psalm, he's feeling the urge to strike back. And in a sense, the sharks are circling around him. Now we go to our word for today from the Word of God in Psalm 17. I'll begin reading at verse 3. He says to the Lord, "Though you probe my heart and examine me at night, though you test me, you find nothing. I have resolved that my mouth will not sin. As for the deeds of men, by the word of your lips, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent." Now, David's saying here, I feel like responding in the same way I've been treated, lashing out, striking back. And all that's keeping me from responding sinfully is what he calls the word from your lips, Lord. Well, I can relate to that. We don't just have sharks around us. We got sharks inside us. You know what yours is. Maybe it's that temper that seldom, if ever, does anything that's really right. Maybe it's wrong thoughts about the opposite sex that keep trying to take over your mind, or the capacity you have for putting people down, for criticizing, for being negative, for cutting sarcasm. Maybe it's that dark feeling of depression that you know very easily could win in your life. Oh, we've got different sharks, but we all have them. And there's one wall that holds them back, that keeps the evil from winning. It's the words that come from God. When a sinful response wells up inside, you've got to have something supernatural to suppress it with, like that glass wall that holds back the sharks. That's the gut-level, practical reason why we must not start a day without taking a bath in God's Word. During the day, I know that my wall between the sharks that swim around inside me, that sin that wants to take over, and the guy I want to be, and that God wants me to be, that wall starts to crack. So as each new day begins, you open God's Word, and you apply it to your struggles, your weaknesses, your failures. See, I need to rebuild my biblical wall every new day. It's also vital that key verses become a part of you and part of your personality. That means committing to memory verses that directly address the sharks in you. For example, if you struggle with your temper winning, then you memorize Ephesians 4, 26 and 27 about not letting the sun go down on your anger. And James 1, 20, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. So many days, my time in the Word and the Word that I've put in me have literally been the margin of difference. You read it to get it, quote, from his lips, as if God is sitting in the chair across from you, saying it to you directly. That's what David said. So when you feel the sharks inside you starting to attack again, you use the wall of God's words to hold them back.
Check out the free online video series, Your Hope Story, hosted by Doug and Ron Hutchcraft, now available at yourhopestory.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.